This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Scripts for addressing role confusion that is silently undermining your team synergy. Word-for-word scripts to clear confusion and rebuild team momentum. In short, this article contains 7 role confusion scripts covering the most common synergy-breaking conversations, from overlapping responsibilities to missed handoffs to unclear ownership at the leadership level. Naming responsibility overlap with a peer without creating conflict. Asking a manager to clarify your role when expectations keep shifting. Addressing a team-wide confusion about who owns what. Definition: role confusion scripts are structured, word-for-word frameworks for conversations about unclear responsibilities that damage team synergy. They give you precise language for naming gaps, overlaps, and missed expectations before those unresolved issues quietly erode collaboration and trust. I have watched a team fall apart over something nobody wanted to name. Two capable people, both stepping over each other on the same deliverable, each assuming the other had it. The project slipped. Trust cracked. And when I finally sat down with both of them, the first thing one of them said was, "I didn't know what to say, so I said nothing." That silence is where team synergy dies. Not in dramatic arguments. In a slow bleed of confusion nobody addresses. The role confusion scripts in this article work because they remove the hardest part starting. They give you a neutral, clear, respectful opening that keeps the conversation focused on the work, not on blame. In Say It Right Every Time, I call this the neutral problem statement. As I outline in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time, the single most powerful thing you can do in a difficult conversation is to find the issue without accusation. These scripts do exactly that. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context. Practice it out loud at least twice before using it. If you're not sure whether you're naming the issue clearly enough, what role clarity actually means and why it matters is a strong place to start. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Read the situation description carefully before choosing a script. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Know where the conversation is designed to go. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the phrasing where something does not sound like you. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read very differently than they sound. Your mouth needs to rehearse, not just your eyes. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them verbatim without accounting for the existing relationship. A script designed for a neutral, professional tone will land as cold if you and your colleague have worked closely for 3 years. Match the register to the reality. A script is a starting point, and you are the one who finishes it. Script 1. Naming responsibility overlap with a peer. Situation. Use this script when you and a colleague are both working on the same task without either of you having agreed to do so. This works best when caught early, before frustration has built up, and when the relationship is relatively stable. Why this works? Responsibility overlap often goes unnamed because neither person wants to appear to be claiming territory. This script opens the issue as a practical problem, not a personal one. It positions both of you solving something together, which protects the working relationship and builds the shared ownership that team synergy depends on. Standard version. Hey name, I wanted to catch you about the project or task. I think we might both be working on the same piece of it. Specifically describe the overlap. I'm not sure how it got split, but I do not want us to duplicate effort or, worse, end up with two different versions of the same thing. Can we take 10 minutes to work out who's owning what? Formal version. Name, I wanted to raise something before it becomes a problem. I believe there may be an overlap in our responsibilities on project name, specifically around describe the area. I am not certain how that happened, but I think it is worth clarifying now so we can work efficiently and avoid any confusion for the wider team. Would you be available to align on this today or tomorrow? Casual version. Hey, I think we might have crossed wires on task. I have been working on specific element, and I think you might be too. Totally not a big deal. I just want to make sure we are not doing double the work. Can we sort it out quickly, after you use it? A good response is immediate relief that other person probably noticed it too, and was also avoiding it. A difficult response is defensiveness about ownership. If that happens, shift to curiosity. I'm not trying to take anything over. I just want us both to be clear. If the overlap is large enough to affect the team, raise it with your manager as a structural issue. Eamon's note, half the role confusion I have seen in teams was not conflict at all. It was just two people too polite to say, wait, is that mine or yours? Script 2. Asking your manager to clarify your role. Situation. Use this when your responsibilities keep shifting, when you are regularly pulled into work outside your remit, or when you are unsure what you are actually accountable for. This is for one-on-one conversations with your direct manager. Timing matters, raise it in a regular check-in, not in a meeting with others present. Why this works? People avoid this conversation because they fear looking uncertain or incapable. But unclear roles damage your contribution to a team and create gaps in synergy that affect everyone. In Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe unspoken expectations as premeditated resentments. Getting clarity early is not a weakness. It is professional discipline. Standard version. I wanted to flag something I have been noticing. Over the past time period, my responsibilities seem to have shifted quite a bit, and I want to make sure I'm clear on what I'm actually accountable for. Can we spend a few minutes mapping out my core priorities so I'm working on the right things for the team? Formal version. I would like to discuss the scope of my role. Over the past time period, I have taken on several responsibilities outside my original remit, and I want to ensure I am directing my effort where it is most valuable. Would it be possible to clarify my primary accountabilities and agree on the boundaries of my role so I can contribute most effectively after you use it? A good response is a collaborative conversation that ends with a clearer picture of your responsibilities. A difficult response is vagueness or dismissal. If that happens, follow up in writing. Just to confirm what we discussed and document the agreed scope, how to communicate role expectations clearly gives you the follow-up framework. Eamon's note. Asking for clarity is not admitting confusion. It is refusing to let ambiguity eat your team from the inside. Script 3. Addressing a missed handoff that hurt the team. Situation. Use this after a task fell through the cracks because nobody was sure whose job it was to pass it on. This works for peer-to-peer conversations and is most effective when used soon after the incident, while the details are still fresh. Why this works? Missed handoffs create blame loops. Each person believes the other should have caught it. This script names the gap without assigning fault and focuses the conversation forward toward a system that prevents it happening again. That forward focus is what avoiding difficult conversations destroys. Standard version. I want to talk about the specific task or handoff that got missed last week. I do not think either of us intended for that to happen, but something broke down in the handoff between us. I want to figure out where the gap was, not to assign blame, but so we can make sure it does not happen again. Can we walk through what each of us thought was happening? Formal version. I would like to revisit the project or task handoff from date. It is clear that the breakdown had an impact on the team, the client, the outcome, and I think it is worth understanding what went wrong so we can address it structurally. I am not looking to assign blame. I want us to agree on a clearer process going forward. Can we find time to do that this week, after you use it? A productive conversation ends with a simple agreement on what the handoff process will look like from here. Watch for the other person immediately deflecting to a third party or external factor. That is fine, acknowledge it. Then bring the conversation back to what the two of you can control. How feedback loop strengthen team synergy gives you the next step for building a repeatable system. Eamon's note. A dropped handoff is really about carelessness. It is almost always about two people who are different maps of the same territory. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Mediating role confusion between two team members. Situation. Use this when you are the manager or senior team member and two people on your team are in conflict over who owns what. This is a structured, three-way conversation. Set it up as a dedicated meeting, not a corridor conversation. Why this works? When a manager steps in without a clear process, the conversation becomes a referee situation. This script uses the deal method from Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. Define the issue, explore perspectives, agree on a solution, lock in the commitment. It keeps the conversation structured and prevents it from becoming an argument about who's right. Standard version. Thank you both for making time for this. I have spoken with each of you individually, and I understand there is genuine uncertainty about who's responsible for a specific area. That is not a personal failing. It is a systems gap, and my job today is to help us close it. I'm going to ask each of you to describe what you believed your responsibility was, without interruption. Then we are going to agree on something clear, and write it down. Formal version. I appreciate you both being here. It is clear that there is a shared ambiguity around accountability for specific area or project, and that ambiguity has created friction. My role today is not to adjudicate. It is to help us establish a clear structure that both of you can work within. I will ask each of you to share your understanding of your responsibilities. Then we will work together to agree on a division of ownership that is explicit and documented. After you use it, success looks like both people leaving with a written agreement on who owns what. A verbal agreement is not enough. Ambiguity returns the moment the meeting is over if nothing is documented. If one person dominates the conversation, use. Let me hear Name's perspective on this before we move forward. Eamon's note. A solution imposed on one person is not a solution. It is a temporary ceasefire. Get both people to build the answer together. Script 5. Raising role confusion at the team level. Situation. Use this in a team meeting when confusion about ownership is widespread, not limited to one pair of people. This is for team leaders addressing a structural problem that is affecting the whole group's ability to work together. Starting a difficult conversation is covered in detail if you need support on the opening. Why this works. Naming a team-wide problem in a group setting signals leadership strength, not weakness. It shows you're paying attention, and it gives everyone permission to name what they have been noticing. The lead method from Chapter 10 of Say It Right Every Time applies here. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, define the next steps. That sequence transforms a problem announcement into a collaborative solution. Standard version. I want to name something I have been observing, and I think some of you have been feeling it too. We have some gaps and overlaps in how we are dividing the work. Things are falling through the cracks, and some of us are doubling up on effort. This is not about anyone's performance. It is about us not having a clear enough shared picture of who owns what. I want us to fix that today. I'm going to ask each of you to tell me what do you believe is squarely your responsibility right now. Formal version. I want to address something that I believe is affecting our team's performance. Over the past time period, I have noticed a pattern of overlapping effort and unknown tasks that suggests our role structure needs clarification. This is a systemic issue, not an individual one, and I take responsibility for not addressing it sooner. Today I want us to map our responsibilities explicitly so that every person on this team knows exactly what they own and what they can rely on others to own. After you use it, follow the conversation with a written role map, even a simple one. A whiteboard exercise listing each person's primary responsibilities, visible to everyone, closes the gap faster than any conversation alone. Use feedback loops to maintain that clarity over time. Eamon's note. When a leader names the problem first, the team stops carrying the weight of it alone. That is what leadership is for. Script 6. Giving feedback when role confusion is affecting performance. Situation. Use this in a one-on-one with someone whose performance is suffering because their role has been unclear. This is not a disciplinary conversation. It is a clarity conversation that also acknowledges the human cost of ambiguity. Why this works. The SBI method from Say It Right Every Time, situation, behavior, impact, gives you a structure that is specific without being personal. You describe what happened, what you observed, and what effect it had. That keeps the feedback grounded in the work, not in judgment. Giving feedback that strengthens rather than breaks team synergy covers this approach in full. Standard version. I wanted to talk with you about specific situation. I noticed that specific behavior or outcome, and I think some of that came from not having clear enough direction on what you were expected to own. That is partly on me, and I want to fix it. At the same time, I want to be honest. Specific impact on the team or project. Going forward, I want us to be very clear on your responsibility so that this does not happen again. Can we do that now? Formal version. I want to discuss specific situation and the impact it had on the team or project outcome. I observed that specific behavior, and I believe this was at least partly the result of insufficient clarity around your accountabilities. I take responsibility for that, and I want to correct it today. I also want to be direct about the effect. Specific impact. I would like us to agree on a clear scope for your role and confirm that you have what you need to work within it after you use it. End with a specific written summary of what the person is now responsible for and check in within 2 weeks. Psychological safety matters here. If the person does not feel safe enough to tell you when confusion returns, the problem will recur silently. Eamon's note. Feedback without clarity is just pressure. Make sure the person knows exactly what doing it right looks like before you hold them to it. Script 7. Following up after a role clarity conversation. Situation. Use this script in writing, typically via email or message, after you have had a verbal role clarity conversation. It documents what was agreed, prevents the ambiguity from creeping back in, and signals that you are committed to the change. This is the bridge step establishing a follow-up, as I outline in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. Why this works. A verbal agreement is not enough. I have seen more role confusion re-emerge after sorted conversations than I care to count, purely because nothing was written down. This script closes the loop and gives both parties a shared reference point they can return to. Standard version. Hi name, just wanted to follow up on our conversation earlier. As I understood it, we agreed on the following. List responsibilities clearly, one per line. Is that your understanding too? I want to make sure we are both working from the same picture. If anything needs adjusting, let me know before a specific date so we can sort it out. Formal version. Name, following our discussion on date, I wanted to confirm the agreed responsibilities in writing, based on our conversation. List responsibilities clearly. Please let me know if this accurately reflects your understanding, or if there are any points that need further clarification. I would like us to confirm this by specific date so both of us can move forward with confidence, after you use it. A clean confirmation response tells you the conversation landed well. Silence or a vague reply suggests the person still has reservations. Follow up directly. I want to make sure we are genuinely aligned, not just formally aligned. Do not let a non-response stand. Communicating role expectations clearly gives you the broader system for maintaining this clarity over time. Eamon's note. Write it down. Every time. Memory is generous with itself and rarely agrees with someone else's version of the same conversation. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. Use them as a frame. Build the conversation inside it with your own words. Adjust for relationship length. A script written for a professional peer relationship will land differently with someone you've worked alongside for 5 years. The structure stays the same. The tone softens or sharpens depending on what the relationship can hold. Match the register to the stakes. A responsibility overlap between two junior team members does not need the formal version. A conversation with a senior leader or in an HR context does. Choose the version that fits the weight of the situation, not just the one that feels most comfortable. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If you read a line and think I would never say that, cut it or replace it. One phrase that feels false can unravel the entire conversation. Trust your instincts about your own voice. Slow down when it matters. Some of these conversations carry real emotional weight. A script gives you structure, but it does not set your pace. Pause after you ask the key question. Let silence do some of the work. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when using scripts. The biggest way scripts fail is when people treat them as transcripts instead of tools. You are not performing a script. You are using one to anchor a real conversation, reading verbatim without adapting to the relationship. A formal script delivered to a close colleague sounds robotic and cold. Match the language to the relationship, even if the structure comes from the page, skipping the preparation. Reading a script once before using it is not enough. Your brain processes written language differently from spoken language. Practice out loud so the words belong to your mouth, not just your eyes. Losing the script when the other person reacts unexpectedly. A defensive reaction, a redirect, or an emotional response can knock you off course. Return to your opening. I hear you. My goal here is still just to make sure we are both clear on who is responsible for what. Using the script as an ending rather than a beginning. These conversations open something. They are not designed to resolve everything in one exchange. Follow up. Document what was agreed. Build on what the conversation started. Choosing the wrong version for the context. Formal language in a casual relationship creates distance. Casual language in a high-stakes context signals you are not taking it seriously. Read the room before you choose you register. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What are role confusion scripts and when should I use them? Role confusion scripts are word-for-word frameworks for conversations about unclear responsibilities on a team. Use them when tasks are falling through the cracks, when two people are doing the same work, or when nobody seems to own a critical outcome. They give you language when the situation feels too awkward to start. How do role confusion scripts help restore team synergy? Role confusion scripts work because they give both parties a structured, non-accusatory starting point. When responsibilities are unclear, team synergy breaks down as people step on each other or leave gaps. A clear script removes the guesswork and opens a direct conversation that rebuilds shared ownership and momentum. Can I use these role confusion scripts with someone more senior than me? Yes, the formal versions of each script are specifically designed for upward conversations. The key is to frame the issue around the work and the outcome, not around the other person. Leading with curiosity rather than accusation makes the conversation productive regardless of seniority. What if someone reacts defensively when I use one of these scripts? Defensiveness is a normal first response to role conversations. Stay calm, name what you're hearing, and redirect back to the work. Say something like, I can see this is uncomfortable. My goal is just to make sure we both succeed here. Let the script hold the structure while you adjust the tone. How do I adapt these scripts so they sound like me? Keep the structure of the script and change the phrasing to match your natural voice. If you would not normally say a particular phrase, swap it for one you would. The goal is to sound like a more prepared version of yourself, not a different person entirely. Practice out loud twice before the conversation. What is the most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts? The most common mistake is reading the script verbatim without adapting it to the relationship. Scripts are starting points, not transcripts. If the words do not match the existing dynamic between you and the other person, they will land as rehearsed and insincere, which defeats the purpose entirely. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.